Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is spice and not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Season 5, Episode 15. After a long 2-week break, I don't even know how I did it without my favorite ladies. Thank God, on Wednesday, we got to catch up with them in an episode that did not disappoint. So basically, this is like the day after that big fight at the Vida tequila dinner in Mexico. And there's quite a lot that goes on. And I guess this is only one day of this vacation. And they packed so much into this one episode. Oh my God, I just love these ladies so much. I think that the thing I want to talk about first is I came to a revelation and I've changed my opinion on a certain cast member on this group. And that particular cast member is Miss Brittany Bateman. And so one funny thing that kept happening in this episode is they kept having this little title of Brittany when she'd pop up on the screen, and it would say friend of Heather. And I was like, oh my God, did she get fired? Like, she's not a housewife anymore. Now she's just a friend of. And I had to Google it. She was never a housewife. She was always a friend of. And so this whole season, I thought, okay, she's so boring. She's this, she's that. She's not, she's not housewife material. But I changed my mind because she was just a friend and she had so much airtime because she brought so much drama and, like, her boyfriend showing up to Angie's wedding anniversary and all this drama surrounding her and all these, like, private, she's had a lot of solo time on the show and she's just a friend of. So I changed my opinion that I don't want her on the show next year. I do want her on the show because think of all the drama she brought just as a friend
As a friend,
of.
imagine what
She
she'll do
did
being in
great.
there full time.
And so, what am I referring to on this particular episode? This dummy girl, she started recording the. So, I guess it was Lisa and Bronwyn were kind of arguing because Angie, like, Bronwyn totally threw Angie and Heather and Whitney under the bus because she told them, oh, we were all having a not so nice conversation about you, Lisa. And so they start arguing, and we couldn't even focus on Bronwyn being a bitch there because guess who's being a bigger asshole? Brittany, because she was recording the whole thing. And, like, I don't know who she was trying to send it to. Whether it was her daughter, whether it was Jared, whether it was TMZ, whether it was some, leaky pigeon website, but she got caught. Like, and what a stupid, like, oh my, what did you guys think of this?
I thought Angie was on the ball for calling it, calling her
Yeah.
on it immediately, like noticing it, because most people would just not really pay
Especially in
attention
that big heat of the moment,
to
right? With all
stuff
that
going
fighting
on
and, yeah.
around, right? So she was on the ball, like that's good on her for catching her doing that, right? But the thing that's weird about that, especially how dramatic, and Meredith was really dramatic this whole show. But she's like a little investigation in there. But they were worried about, okay, I get it about the leaking before the show comes out. That I get, right? But everything they're saying and doing is already being broadcast. Like, are you really worried about something coming out about how you're behaving? We're seeing it. That's what we're watching you for. It's entertainment, right? But I don't know.
I
That's
think
what.
there's a difference between being filmed on the show and your friend recording
Yeah,
you having a
because,
fight.
yeah, I guess
What are
because they,
your
but that's coming out
intentions?
anyways. That's coming out anyways. Do you know what I mean?
But why do you need to record
I
that for
think Britney was
yourself to
just
have?
stupid, to be honest. I think Britney didn't even know that she was fucking hitting that button.
Are you kidding me? Well, she
Oh,
knew.
No.
Oh
You
yeah,
think?
she because she made up like they even counted four different excuses why she said that she was why she did it accidentally.
I just think
But
she's dumb. Yeah,
first she
she is
said,
dumb.
oh, I did it accidentally. Then, oh, I was just saving it for later. Like that she had malicious intent with
Okay,
that.
okay. But
1,000%. If I had a like a recorder, you know, back in the day when they had the little recorder and it had the little tape on it, if I clicked that record and you and I were having a private conversation and I recorded that, that's a total invasion of
Yeah, no, I
privacy.
get that for
That's
sure.
what Britney was doing.
But yeah, you know what? The thing
I
is
Yeah.
yeah, didn't look at it like that because I'm like, they're being filmed. What the
They
fuck?
are being
What the fuck
filmed, but
is
you
she
know what?
filming different?
But
Just,
you know what it
you know?
is that episode happened like who knows how long ago, right?
Yeah.
So she could be like one-upping it and sending it to TMZ. She could
Before,
be
like
or
cracking the or
making money
leaking it or something, maybe,
to sell
right?
it to
Okay.
TMZ.
That's different. That's
But she
different.
could also just be using it against the women or
For
something
what though?
like
It's
that.
already on
I know, but you know
TV.
what? They might, because you know, sometimes they axe a lot of stuff too. Like they don't put the whole thing on. So
Oh,
maybe, you know,
fair.
like, you
Yeah.
know, maybe she, who knows what she was doing? It doesn't even matter. The point of the matter was she got caught and then she made all of these different excuses as to why she accidentally did this. But then it was interesting, and I think it was Whitney, the one that pointed out the fact that she knew how to delete or look at her deleted deletes. But didn't know that she was recording this by accident. And then even the producer asked her, "Why are you filming the back of the chair? Like you were doing it for so long." She kept saying, "No, I wasn't. It was only for a second." And then you know they actually
Why
put
were
that.
there four different videos
Yeah,
then?
exactly. What are you doing? So like obviously she was doing something. Nobody knows what she was doing, but she knows what she did, and she got caught. And instead of apologizing and moving on or saying or being truthful and saying, yeah, okay, I recorded it or whatever, she just kept denying it. And that's what made it worse, is because she just kept denying it. And
And
yeah.
coming up with excuses, and then she starts crying because everybody was yelling at her. And I think some of the women kind of felt bad about that.
Not Mary.
But that's what I would have done in that situation. If somebody close to me, like who's supposed to be in my inner circle, did that, like invaded my privacy like that, I would go nuts and I would not care if they were crying. Like
I
Whitney
wouldn't
is
care.
a much nicer person than I am because there's no way in hell I would go over
Yeah,
to
I would be
Britney.
pissed. I wouldn't go. Yeah.
I would not go over and sympathize with her. But yeah, that was weird. And she was saying like, you can look through my deleteds. And Whitney's like, well, you know, you can delete. She's like, well, you're gonna see all my embarrassing stuff in there. That was weird. That was
You know
really
why she
weird.
said
Was
that? Because she
she
didn't.
fishing to be like, oh, that's me and Jared kissing?
I don't think
Oh.
that. I think she was just thinking, looking at an excuse for her not to look at her deleted deletes because who knows what else she had on there. I'm sure, like, if she did this, she's probably done this before. Like, obviously, she has. And she
Yeah,
just
okay,
didn't want
now
to get
that,
caught.
yeah.
You know, she didn't want to get caught.
But I don't think that she recorded Meredith or. Like, I don't think, like, I don't know. Do you think she would have done that? That would be
So
really
later
fucking
on, yeah.
low.
So
That'd be really fucking low, man.
Meredith is so fucking funny. Like, I felt like this episode was like an episode of a sitcom. 'Cause like you literally like I can't even believe this is real life. Like you can't make this stuff up. Meredith takes this situation. She's like, you know, I started thinking, I have not heard a peep from Heather. How was it that Brittany heard me having a conversation with my husband,
And a coughing
crying and a coughing fit? I wasn't throwing up, coughing fit. When I haven't heard anything.
severe coughing fit. Like she's just trying to like double back,
Well,
right?
she's puking her
She's
guts out.
so
She was.
dramatic.
She was puking her lung, her guts out. That's
No,
right.
I don't care if she was puking. I just care that she's so dramatic. I love her. She
She
was,
is so dramatic.
I think, you know, I thought it was really
I
odd.
don't
And
like
then
it.
she was recording this today. You know, she always talks like she's like half cut.
Been
What if she's been recording me? And Heather's so fucking funny for like playing along
And
on
I'm
this.
going
She
to show
was,
you the Heather look.
let's go. Meredith, come on, let's go. And they start checking everything, like, okay, let's take this out. Let's see if the batteries are in here. Okay, no recording device, anything under the bed here. Heather looks at her. She's like, I haven't found anything. So, my advice to you right now, Meredith, don't say anything to anyone.
I know that was funny.
The like exchange of looks they gave each other, like
But
if
Heather's always got that look. Like she's like, I don't know if she's got that. It's a weird one.
that was like hysterical,
But
the two of them.
let's be real though. There's no way that Britney put a recording device in there.
No,
Because she's too
she's
stupid
too
to do that.
stupid.
Yeah, no. She
She's a fucking thief.
just got caught.
Yeah.
Because in the heat of the moment, she wanted to catch for them I fighting for whatever reason, and then that was it. Because yeah, did you see how? But it's interesting how upset she was and how dumbfounded she was when she was accused of that. But when she was accused of recording, she was like, "Oh no, I wasn't. I was wanted to do something, and I wanted to do something like a meme on Instagram or whatever, and I was." Recording myself, but I didn't realize the volume was on. Like, oh, I didn't realize it was pointing in the wrong direction. Like, it's just so full of shit. Yeah.
And also, like, she got caught and she was so bad at recording the women. Like, she's literally sitting there like this, where everyone's around her. She's recording. You can see the red recording button and the back of the chair, and like, even the camera caught it, everything. Do I think she's smart enough to go secretly sneak into
No.
Meredith's room, plant a bug, purchase a bug, learn how to operate it? Get that bug to, wirelessly feed into her phone so she can listen to Meredith having a coughing attack and do that undetected? No, I considering how stupid she was with the recording of just that one conversation,
No.
no. I have serious doubts that she would be able to do
I
that.
do too.
And Mary made a good point in this episode. Why of all people would she love Meredith?
So
Because she's
boring.
boring.
Yeah. I love Mary.
Oh
Yeah.
my God.
Yeah. No, that
Oh
was
my,
good.
you can't make this stuff
No,
up.
you
This is
can't.
hilarious.
And then I also liked what Mary said too when they were sitting at lunch and everybody was really quiet. And then Mary looks over and says, "Hey, Brittany, why are you so quiet?" Yeah, it's like, oh my God. Oh my God, that was awesome.
Okay, so you know what I thought was really funny in this episode? So Brittany is a lot smarter than I thought she was, because I thought maybe she had like two brain cells. I guess she has three. Because the way she gets everyone to not be mad at her anymore, she says it at that lunch table. She goes, I do have one secret that I've been keeping from you all. Me and Jared have a physical relationship. Mary also comes up with a really good one-liner. She's like, we all knew that.
What?
Why are you bringing that
I
up? We
love
all
Mary.
knew. What does it matter? And then she looks at Heather and she's like, you understand why that's a big deal, considering my religion to bring that up. And then she says it, and Bronwyn's beside her too, because all the women, because the area they grow up in is so misogynistic that, I think what she was doing is she's playing the sympathy card. Because
Absolutely.
why do you go
100%.
from, oh, I got caught recording you all, to
Yeah.
I'm having sex outside
Yeah.
of marriage? That was just a way for her to,
Yeah.
like, and they all fell for it.
They totally did. Yeah. And they were all like, and Bronwyn was, I understand. And, I've been there and blah, blah, blah. It was just, yeah, it was too much. And the thing is they totally bought it hook, line, and sinker.
Yes.
And Brittany walked away and she felt a lot better because she, in her mind, she was not forgiven, but they were forgetting about that in that
Yeah,
instance. So,
exactly.
yeah. Yeah, that was a good episode. Or that
That
was a good
totally
scene.
was. And the kicker for this episode, and like, this is why, like, literally, this episode, like, you can't make up what the, like, I cannot believe this is real life, because It was almost like it was like a scripted like comedy. So all this stuff happens, and then they go full circle at the very end. Meredith gets all pissed off because of something like just irrelevant. Like no one really cares anymore that someone had not even insinuated, but Bronwyn was mad at her. Not even that she was mad at her, but Bronwyn felt, not supported by her and Lisa. And da 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 da. And Heather's drunk. You can totally see. Heather's drunk, and she's like, oh, it's because, somebody said, you've been accused of infidelity, and maybe you were trying to sympathize, which it, she worded it really terribly because she was under the influence. I think she probably would have bit her tongue a little bit if she was not. But and Meredith just sees red. And you see them all walking into the villa, and Heather's like, guys, like she's coming up with this little cute little plan. We're gonna do a test right now and see if who can hear he Meredith talking in the room. And instead of that being played out and that test, getting acted on, Meredith just goes on like a tangent. She starts yelling and screaming, and she gets so mad. And it goes full circle because then she goes into her room. She starts screaming at Lisa, and they're all like steps away from the door, and they can totally hear her yelling. And then again, another really great one-liner from Mary. She goes, oh, no wonder Brittany could hear it. They're all just kind of laughing, like, oh my God. So I guess she really didn't bug the room.
No,
She
she
just.
heard her. She heard her because Meredith is like a screaming, screeching lunatic. And what did Meredith call Brittany? She called her a raging beast. I thought that was pretty funny too. So yeah, like there was a lot of really good one-liners in there for sure.
With Mary, I don't know. She's killing it with like, she's. I think you were saying she's very memeable.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Mary for sure. I'd love there needs to be more memes. I'll have to look them up. I'll
I
have to see
love
if there's
Mary.
more
I do
memes on
love
Mary
Mary.
because she's
I've liked
awesome.
Mary from that. I mean, I think she's weird and got her quirks, but I do like her. She's like funny.
But you know, one thing we didn't really talk about was I think with the full circle moment too was when it kind of came back out about Bronwyn and the way that she threw the others under the bus. About Lisa.
She totally did, and I didn't even really get to focus on her being a bitch because I was just so like taken with Brittany and Meredith this episode. They really shone for me. But yeah, no, Bronwyn is like she's so reliable that she can just take any situation and throw someone under the bus with it.
And all of a sudden, it's not her fault. It's not her fault, and she excuses herself because she says it was me that was talking
Yeah,
about.
she said it was about her that she was the main, but that they were there
Because
with
how
Lucky,
can you
right?
think of
But she
others when
said
I'm
that
talking about
she was the one.
myself? How could you think
She was.
anything's about you when I'm speaking, Miss Bronwyn? Like she's so full of herself. Like really?
Absolutely.
And that's your excuse? You can't be like, oh, I understand that perspective. Yeah, it did sound like I was throwing you under the bus. But no, she goes, oh, why would you think that that was about you? I was talking about myself.
I think Not So Nice has probably a different opinion
Well,
because,
I just think that she just felt bad that she had done
are
that,
you
right?
kidding me? Are you kidding me now? You're kidding. Because what she did
No,
was,
I get it. I get both sides, right? But I think that, yeah. I think she just like really wanted, because she keeps, and I don't even know why the fuck she would care. She really wants Lisa to
like her.
like her. It's like, you got everything. What the fuck you need Lisa for? Like, live your fucking life. Be happy. The world is at you. You've got everything. You can get whatever the fuck you want. What do you need from her? Like, I don't get it, right? So, yeah, so that just. I think she was like just trying to make sure that she kind of showed her, like, look, This is not, like I really still want us to be together. Like that's all she wants. She
Then
just
why
wants.
not? Then why bring the others into it? Like, I don't understand
Because she
why.
was with them.
No,
What's
I
she gonna
know.
say? I was
But she
talking
could
to
have
by
also
myself. I
said,
was talking to myself.
listen, no.
No, she was
But you
talking
know
to myself.
what? To that point, not so nice. So I'm going to challenge you on this.
Mm-hmm.
If she really was just trying to say, okay, I want to make up with my friend, I'm going to come clean about talking shit, why don't you just say, I had a conversation with so and so, and I've said some things about you in the heat of the moment that was not very nice. Not that. Instead, she says, I had a conversation with XYZ about you, and it was a not a very nice conversation. So what she's implying is that everyone was talking
And they
not so
weren't.
nicely
And they
about
weren't.
you,
See, I
whereas
didn't think
she
that
should have
she said
said,
that about them. She
I
said that they were there, but then,
no, she
I
didn't.
was the one
The
who
way
said,
she worded it
right?
is that everyone was having the conversation.
Yeah, that's what
Where if you
exactly
want to
what
be
she
a
did.
good person and you want to say,
Yeah,
oh,
fair.
I want to come clean, to Spice, I had a conversation with XYZ and I said some things in the heat of the moment that were that was not so nice about you. Right?
Perfect.
Instead of be
Yeah, perfect.
that's coming clean and
Yeah,
being like,
exactly.
I was
Come on.
wrong.
But
But
not,
what
it
she
doesn't
did
matter
was
who I was with, this is
everyone
what
was
I,
talking shit about
because she
you.
didn't have to, yeah.
She threw them all under the bus. She
She
really
totally
did.
did.
And then when approached with it, instead of being like, okay, Lisa, let me clarify. I was the one who said something not so nice. They didn't really say anything.
Yeah. Because they didn't. They
Yeah,
didn't.
they
And they, yeah.
didn't.
And and she didn't say that. She didn't say
Yeah,
that at
no, she
all.
didn't.
No, she didn't. And she implied that they were all in on it and that they were doing that too. And that's why everybody was like,
Yeah,
what
no,
the
that's
fuck?
bullshit.
Yeah, no, it wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Even I guess Heather even got wrapped up in that, and Heather didn't even say two words, at least that we saw filmed. It was at least, Angie, I think she was the one who came up with the analogy, like, oh, maybe they felt this, or maybe she was just trying to relate to them. But none of them were saying anything bad. It was more Bronwyn who was talking shit.
They even had a feedback like of like the words that were said, and it was nothing. Like Angie didn't say anything bad. Like nobody said anything bad. It was Bronwyn that was doing the talking. But Bronwyn does that all the time. She brings it up and then like causes fucking chaos again. She always does that. And then makes it look like everybody else, and then everybody else is saying stuff and it wasn't true. And then Lisa was all upset. So yeah, I don't get it. I don't get why she does that.
I just think like,
I know you
yeah,
love
she
Bronwyn.
no, she keeps trying. Like I don't know what it is, but she wants to be in Bron in. She wants Lisa to have her back for her. She wants that friendship.
I like Lisa, so that's one thing that I have in common with Bronwyn.
Yeah, I don't know. Next week looks good too. It does.
Oh, I don't want it to end.
Yeah, I know. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good, and they're
And
gonna.
that's the last one next week,
It
right?
is. It is, which is really sad. Which is really sad. So I'm gonna be really sad to see those ladies finish because it was a really, really good series. Or this season. This season was really
And
good.
so this is your first time watching this particular
Yep.
cast. I would recommend, like, if you ever feel bored one day, or like you've got some time on your hands or whatever,
Go
go
back.
and binge the whole,
Yeah.
because it's only five seasons.
Yeah.
They're so entertaining. Like, I love this cast.
So far, these guys are my favorite. I and yeah, and they really made up for it in a really short period of time for me. So yeah, I'm really happy with that.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's a good one. But we expect that from them.
We do. We have high expectations for these
Do. Yeah,
ladies.
they're the lowest paid too, I think.
Are they?
Aren't they?
In the first
In the
season,
first
some of
season,
them
they were the
only
lowest
got
paid.
like 20 grand or something like that, or at least according to some article. I mean, I'm sure we should probably fact check that before, speaking on it, but an article that me and Not So Nice came across years ago, it was showing like some of them only got like 20 grand for the first season.
Yeah.
So really not that much money when you compare it to
Like Beverly
some.
Hills or OC or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, for
Yeah.
sure.
But I think it also has to do with the length of time they've been a part of the production and whatever. Yeah. But I'm sure now, This is like a fan favorite with a lot of them. So I'm sure a
Mm-hmm.
lot of them have renegotiated much higher salaries.
Good for them. Yeah.
Yeah. And they definitely should. They deserve it because that was they're awesome. Really.
Entertaining.
Yeah, no kidding.
Worth our time.
Yeah, worth the
Absolutely.
time, worth the
Yeah.
money, worth the attention. Yeah.
All good.
Anything else from this episode?
Not for me. Well, ridiculous heels when they were, sorry, at the end there, when they were going for that, going to get, they were walking to the brunch near the end, where they had, some of them had heels like this fucking big. You know what? I will say for Bronwyn, I really loved her dress. That long, it was like a long orangey
Yeah, I liked it too.
tangerine-y. I loved that dress. I did. Loved the way it looked.
Yeah, I liked it too. That's
Well, I
it.
guess that just leaves the golden question,
Ooh, yes.
which
I
in
love
this
those.
particular episode, they go to like this little market where they have all those little souvenirs and stuff like that. And Bronwyn finds one of these little tiles of one of the like Dias de la Muerta's skeletons taking a selfie. And she goes, "Oh my God, this is perfect for Lisa. I'm gonna buy it for you." And Heather buys a little apron with a wiener underneath that
And
says, I forget what it said, but it was really funny.
then the other guy says, when the other guy said, "I'll show you mine, it's bigger." I was like, "Ew." But it was the apron. That
Yeah, I thought he was being creepy too. He
was so, I thought he was
was
being
funny.
creepy. I thought, "Ew, like, why would you say that? You're on camera." But sometimes in some, sometimes stuff like that, you can hear stuff like that.
Yes.
Right? But then when he lifted up the apron, I was like, "Oh, that's
That was
funny."
a good one, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good one.
So my question for you both is, say we go on vacation, you can buy a little trinket for one of the housewives on this cast, whether it's something you've already seen in person or something you can kind of imagine on a little tile like Bronwyn bought, what little trinket would you buy for someone that you would think, oh, this is perfect for you? What I would buy is like if they had a little, because I've seen these before in the like Mexican markets. Is they'll have like these ceramic painted things and stuff like that. But I've seen before they've got like a little bell, you know, ding ding ding, and they'll paint it the Aztec different or the different bright colors and stuff like that. But I get it for Brittany so that next time she has an announcement, she can just go ding 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 ding, like it's supper time. Go, folks, I got an announcement
Sure,
here.
that's a good one. Here. I don't know what I'd buy them. What do you think? Not so nice. You got something?
I don't know. It has to be a trinket.
No, I guess it would be
It could
anything.
be anything, really.
I'd get Lisa a tequila, but not her own kind. Yeah.
Oh, burn it.
Yeah, that's what I get.
I don't know what I would get. It would be cool if you could find like the tile that she found. And this is gonna sound a little weird. In like a little, because they have a lot of these in marble and stuff, a little chess set. Yeah, because
I think
I
somebody
like
has
chess.
something like
Yeah,
that.
I have a nice marble chess set that was brought to me
Hand
for Christmas.
selected by
Yes.
someone.
So it's, you know how sometimes you can find really cool ones. Like I like a really nice looking fucking chess set, right? Not that I'm a great chess player, but I can play a game of chess, right? And I love it because it's so strategic and thinking, you know what I mean? And yeah. And so I do like them. And I bought one. Like I have a couple. I have a little mini one that you can. I have a little mini, like also Mexican one, and then I have this very beautiful marble one. And you can get all different kinds. But I bought one once for somebody for, and I to this day I fucking really regret
Giving it to them.
And that I didn't buy my, or that I
Didn't
didn't
buy
buy
one for
myself
yourself,
one.
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was fucking fabulous. It was absolutely fucking fabulous. It was so different.
Where did you find it?
I found it in the drugstore.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. And it
So
was,
you'd be nice and buy someone a nice chess set then.
what's that?
You'd buy
No,
a
that's,
nice. Buying it for herself.
oh, you buy it for yourself.
no, I mean, I think like buying one with the, like, because you can find different kinds, different styles. Like the one that I'm talking about, like, was like little stat, like different, like there's different
Figurines.
figurines, how they have
Yeah.
them, right? Like they have Harry Potter, they have, you know, they have all kinds, right, of different
Oh, would you get a
pieces,
chess
right?
set that's all
That
built
was
with this
all,
cast?
yeah, like built, you know what I mean? Maybe
Who
of
would be
their
the
arch
queen?
enemy. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like the queen, I would give Mary the queen title.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I would like Mary as the queen.
Yeah.
Fuck you
She'd
all.
make a lot of moves.
You
Who'd
know,
be the king?
yeah. The king? The king?
In your case, it'd probably be Bronwyn.
Well, Bronwyn and Mary would be good together, eh? That'd be a good team, king and queen. Yeah, okay, I'll take Bronwyn as the king. Yeah.
Bishop.
Who would be the Joker? Is there a Joker in
No,
chess?
no joke. There's no
No,
joker.
there's only cards.
That's in cards,
There's,
yes. And
I
yeah,
was just
like,
thinking in my head, I'm gonna have to stop at bishop because I don't know any more
yeah. Well,
pieces.
the rook.
I have no
Oh.
idea what the rook can do
Yeah.
or
So the
what it
bishop's
looks
on
like.
angles only, right? The rook.
Oh, who do you think has good
The
angles then?
rook goes only straight lines, right?
Who do you think is boring?
Boring. Meredith, as Mary
Okay,
said.
Meredith can be the rook. Who do you think has good angles?
Good angles. I give the good angles to,
Don't say Brittany.
no, I gotta, it's a toss between Angie and Lisa.
Oh, okay. If there was a joker, it'd be
Are
Brittany.
there two bishops or
Yeah,
there's
there's
one?
two.
Give it both to them. Lisa can be one bishop and then Anne she's the other bishop.
Who's the rook?
No,
I
the
thought
rook is
Meredith.
Meredith. That's the one who's only straight, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Meredith is the
Meredith. Are
rook.
there other
There's two
pieces?
rooks, so Meredith is enough for both.
Or Meredith and Brittany?
Meredith and Brittany.
Yeah.
What's a piece that doesn't do very much but can get easily taken by the opponent?
Well, the pawns,
That's gonna be Whitney.
yeah.
Right.
And then
Because she is kind of stupid and she messes up a lot, so
the horse, which is, what's the horse called? I don't know if he's
isn't that the knight? I thought that was the
the
knight.
knight. Yeah, the knight. The knight. Who's gonna get you on a
How
knight?
about
He's gonna
Angie?
come around the curve. Yeah, she's gonna come around the curve and get you.
Okay,
Yeah,
Angie. Wait,
because
didn't we
she's on the
already give
ball. We did. We'll
Angie?
give
We
her two
did?
jobs.
Okay,
We
two
can give her
jobs. Two jobs,
yeah,
yeah.
because there's
Okay.
nobody else left. Well, Heather.
Oh, Heather could do that.
Yeah, Heather could do
She
that.
kind of comes around
Yeah.
like what she did last season.
Sidewinds, she sidewinds you.
Oh, that this is a really good
Yeah, it
analogy.
is. It's a good one.
Wow. Okay,
It's
I'm
all
gonna be.
about in chess, apparently. No. I'm just joking.
Listen, I'm gonna
What
be honest, not so nice. You're usually terrible at the golden questions,
the
but I'm gonna give this to you. You
fuck?
won
Okay,
that.
so
Not
this one
bad.
makes it
Yeah,
up. This one
please.
makes it up for all future
Yeah. This
fiancés.
totally made up for everything.
Past and future, thank
Yeah, that
you.
was a good one.
All I was gonna do is
Shall I
a
drop?
bell. Mine was stupid.
Mine was a bottle of vodka. Like, how stupid is that?
Where did that come
I
from?
don't know. I'll
You
be
know
fucking
what? From
honest.
now
I
on,
have no
I'm
fucking
making
clue.
your Aperol spritzes because I think
Yeah.
that was a moment of genius here. Not so
Oh,
nice.
okay.
All right.
That was.
Wow, I'm impressed right now.
I'm trying
Holy.
to think about what I just fucking said.
You just went into a whole different, became a whole different person there.
She had a
All
short fuse.
right. To celebrate, not so nice is an amazing analogy. I'm shocked right now. Her son has just poured us some shots of limoncello. So we'll get
Limoncello.
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 So we're gonna get Not So Nice Junior over here, and we're all gonna take a shot here. Three. Oh, shin shin.
Chin chin.
Chin chin.
Yeah, look in the eyes.
Podcast,
Look in the
to the
eyes.
podcast, and to chess. Yeah, and
Into
life.
Not So Nice. That was sugar.
This is spice.
And not so nice.
And thank you for, I guess, listening to our reel on the
Yeah.
reel.
I always think that when you say for watching, like, the
I don't know. I'm new
They
to
better
this.
not be watching. Because I'd have to be a little
I
more
put on a makeup
put
here.
together.
Just a
Not
sec.
always, but
Is there
today,
a watching
especially.
device here?
What the
Yeah.
fuck?
Oh my God, Brittany's on to us here.